Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now to North Carolina, where a law requiring residents to show a photo ID to vote has been struck down. A federal judge blocked the law on New Year's Eve, saying the law was likely motivated, at least in part, by racially discriminatory intent. For more on this, let's bring in Jeff Tiberi of member station WUNC. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Tanya.
So back in 2018, voters approved an amendment requiring an ID to vote, a photo ID. 55% of the population there was in favor of this. How controversial is this?
It's a loaded question. How much time do we have? I think to understand this issue better, we have to take a glance back at 2013, which is when Republican lawmakers passed a pretty significant elections bill that implemented voter ID for a time. It also reduced early voting. It eliminated same-day registration. And collectively, it did things that ultimately were seen by the federal bench, by federal judges, as stifling or limiting the ability of African-American and Latino voters to get to the polls. So that law in 2013 was ultimately struck down by the federal court, went all the way to the Supreme Court. And as a result, lawmakers wanted to take another crack at getting voter ID implemented in North Carolina. So they put it on the ballot as a proposed constitutional amendment to the state constitution. Voters supported it, as you mentioned, and lawmakers have believed that this approach was going to be a little bit stronger when it came to legal challenges, but here we are, and for now the law has been blocked.
Let's talk a little bit about the argument from this federal judge, Loretta Biggs, who was appointed by President Obama. Mm-hmm. She wrote that this law was passed back in 2018 after Republicans lost their veto-proof supermajority and before Democrats were sworn in the following year. Is Biggs playing a political game here?
Oh, that's a good question. To quote one of the Republican leaders from the North Carolina legislature, they called this just a ridiculous ruling, and they say that what she has laid out here is not fair. They feel that what they have done, the Republican lawmakers, is push forward voter ID, which is on the books in nearly three dozen states in America, and that they have made good faith efforts in the last year or so to try to accommodate various forms of ID and people of in various situations. So they certainly feel that she is playing a political game here. Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned some of the other states that have voter ID laws. Many of those states don't require a photo ID, but other forms of ID. Seven states currently have strict photo ID laws, which means that without, for instance, a driver's license, voters would have to vote on a provisional ballot and then return within a certain amount of days to show a photo ID or a signed affidavit. The argument is that this is an attempt to avoid voter fraud. But is there any evidence to prove that showing a photo ID versus other forms of identification, like a piece of mail, actually prevents fraud and improves the integrity of elections? Have those in support of this in North Carolina talked about that?
In terms of the implementation of it, no, we have not seen that data. And there have been very few. There have been some instances of election or voter fraud here in North Carolina, but there's nothing to indicate that this is a widespread problem here in this state.
And the argument for those against the idea of photo ID laws say it's not necessarily that voters should be able to walk into a polling station with no ID, but rather that these voter ID laws create obstacles for poor communities of color. Judge Biggs noted black voters were more likely to have military IDs or other documents. What are other folks like the NAACP and those types of organizations saying about this?
What the NAACP and voting rights advocates have said for years here in North Carolina is that this is a thinly veiled attempt to keep black and brown voters from getting to the polls. It is worth noting that here in North Carolina, there have been some very close elections in recent years. And the governor's race here in 2016 was separated ultimately by 11,000 votes. So the stakes are high, the margins are thin, and that's a factor in this as well.
We're 2 months away from North Carolina's primary in March. What's next in this saga?
Yeah, that's right. North Carolina is a Super Tuesday participant for the first time in its state history. It appears as though voter ID is not going to be in place in any way, shape, or form come March 3rd. Now, as for the November election, that's a little more uncertain at this point. But the Republican lawmakers who are effectively – they've been struck down here. They don't have the ability to appeal at this point.
Mm. And you mentioned Republican legislators. They've urged the State Department of Justice to seek a stay of temporary injunction, saying Biggs's ruling was inappropriate. So there's so much more to follow here. That's Jeff Tabiri of member station WUNC on North Carolina's voter ID law that was recently struck down by a federal judge. Thanks so much, Jeff.
You're welcome, Tanya.